Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What I'm hearing from the Senate Majority Leader and the Minority Leader is that the politicians have come to some kind of a budget deal they hope will keep the government running through September. And it may not be what the president wants. What do you know about that?
Yeah, I think that the group of legislators who have been negotiating for the last week or so have come to an agreement among themselves to give President Trump about $1.37 billion for additional construction and security on the border. And they've agreed to fund eight major federal departments from now until the end of September. And they're satisfied with their compromise agreement. President Trump says he's dissatisfied, but I expect him to overcome that and sign this bill to keep the government open.
The money they're offering for this wall, isn't that about the same or less that was offered before?
Yeah, in fact, $1.7 billion was on the table back in December, and the president spurned that, demanded $5.7 billion and allowed the federal government to shut down in pursuit of those funds. He didn't get them, and he didn't get them this time either. And I think that the Republicans in Congress, particularly the Republicans in the Senate led by Mitch McConnell, have been telling him that this is as good as he's going to be able to get with the Democrats in control of the House and led by Nancy Pelosi. So he needs to sign it, because Republicans took the blame for the last government shutdown. If you do it again, it's only going to be worse. So I think he'll have to swallow hard and sign this bill.
How does he spin this?
Well, we saw his speech in El Paso that when the crowd yelled, build the wall, build the wall, build the wall, he said back to them, what you mean is finish the wall, finish the wall, finish the wall. We've already been building it. We've almost got it done. So we want to finish the wall. Now, whether his supporters will believe that or not, Sean Hannity certainly didn't believe it in his first reaction to this deal. I don't think Laura Ingraham will. I don't think a lot of people on the right will see this as anything but a defeat for the president. The problem is he's got nowhere else to go. He's got to sign the bill, keep the government open. And I think he really has to move on to another issue that he can win on, because he can't win on the border wall.
Okay, well, let's just play devil's advocate and let's say that he doesn't sign it. What would happen to him?
Well, I think the problem is that the Republicans in Congress think they know what would happen to them. That is that the Republican Party would continue to be blamed for the shutdown, because polling shows pretty clearly that the public, about 2-1, doesn't believe that a wall is necessary on the border. They don't believe that there's a crisis on the border. They do think that there are issues in regard to the border that need to be resolved, and we should improve our ability to find out who's coming in through ports of entry, as well as identify people trying to come in illegally and stop them from doing that. But a border wall is not the right solution. So if the public is against you 2-1, it's hard to understand why you would keep pushing that solution.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.